Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hope you had a great holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, etc. And I hope you had an even more wonderful New Year. I happen to love the New Year. It's funny, it's only one day difference, but it is a bookend, if you will, to the beginning of the year. And it's a time of renewal. Literally the day before, we're reflecting, right? We're going back and we're looking at all the things that happened in the previous year, and assessing. If we're smart anyway, we're assessing. But the new year always seems to provide that feeling of renewal, like we've washed the past away. And I want us to feel that, this being the very first show that we're doing in 2023. But I also want to level set for 2023 with the understanding, folks, that things are not good. That's okay. Don't feel bad about that. We can almost say that every year, even though some years are better than others and some years are much better than others. We still are in the midst of a coup here in America, and we are led by a madman who is actually being led by people who are unbelievably crooked, unbelievably sinister, and what they want to accomplish for this country. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I mentioned the show will be going behind the firewall at some point. I'm warning you that it is, because what isn't going to happen in 2023 for my team is we're not going to continue to do our work for free. You know, there are lots of insights and things that come from a program like this, and lots of work that goes into it. And the sad news is we don't have some big fat cat benefactor that says, hey, Kevin, here's millions of dollars. Go do what you do because you're providing a public service. So we depend on the people, the little people. And I don't say that as if we're big people and you're little people. I'm saying we depend on the small donors that say, we love your work. We're going to support it. So you're going to hear a lot more about Backstage Club. For those of you here in Arizona, you obviously are familiar with ARC in Action. And there is nothing better than what we did to ensure that the next series of elections go our way. And let me just tell you real quickly, and then we'll go back to the show, the real show here. But what we did was we gathered up all the momentum of the people who've lost in the primaries, got their databases, got their donor bases, got their biggest supporters, the people that were their ride or dies, that went out knocking on doors. And we gathered all that information together, hundreds of thousands of people just in Arizona, and we said, we shouldn't be starting elections from scratch ever again. No candidate should have to start from scratch. Do you know how much money candidates spend getting signatures so they can get on the ballot? It could be $10, $20 a signature, and they have to get $5,000 or $8,000 or $16,000, depending on what they're running for. Before they even get in the game, it's tens of thousands of dollars. And then, who do they reach? They reach, in social media, they reach 5,000 people, 10,000 max. One of my friends spent $18.5 million. His social media footprint is less than $25,000. The number of votes he got, 200,000. Our database is three times that. We can instantaneously start any candidate that you choose and give them a leg up and say, okay, let's not start from scratch. How about we stop the infighting and the in-spending, if you will, and let's give these candidates a war chest to go to battle. All across this country, Republicans battled rhinos in the primaries, and then had no money to spend in the general, where they got cheated out of election cycles. It's insanity. So we're changing that. And look, folks, I can't do this by myself. I'm not going to. I'm not going to be apologetic. We're putting everything behind the firewall. For those of you who like what we do, thanks. Keep following. Those of you who say, Kevin, I can take you or leave you, we've appreciated your support. Because I can't do this by myself. I'm not rich, and my family has invested, and I do think of it as an investment. Because we're investing in this country, we're investing in you. But we've invested seven figures over the past 13, going on 14 years. Never complained about it. And get up every day and do the same thing, fighting this battle day in and day out. And if this sounds like a chastising, I'm not. I'm not chastising you at all. You can do whatever you want with your money, with your time, with your energy, with your enthusiasm. But I'll tell you this. If you're complaining, if you continue to see the same crap that you see because you're going, well, McConnell, he doesn't do this, and Kevin McCarthy, he doesn't do blah, 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 I can tell you the answer. They aren't going to do it. And there are simple things. If you just look at this from a business and a practical perspective, you can easily see how we can fix it. But I'm not relying on anybody else to do it. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to increase our social footprint with some of the moves that we've made. There will be some changes. You know, people say, oh, Kevin, you guys didn't make the movie. Yeah, we didn't. We didn't make that movie. We'll make a movie soon. I don't know which one we're going to make. We've got a lot of things on the card. We will make movies. But I don't consider those losses. We will always restructure and reshift priorities based on what's going on. And the IRS came to my house twice, scared my investors in these films. Hey, it's their prerogative, their money. They don't, if they want to pull out, they get to pull out. The good news for them is we give them their money back. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. There's a lot to talk about here, a lot to digest. And as I said, 2023 is not going to be good. But while it's not going to be great for us, it's not going to be good for the Democrats. 2022 is undoubtedly one of the worst years in America's entire history. We fought one of the biggest wars ever, a civil war of sorts. And the good guys lost. We did. We lost. Cheaters won again, folks, except maybe in Florida and in Texas. But overall, the leftists, the cheaters, they won. So we have a lot of work to do. And my hope is that over the holidays, you were able to recharge your batteries. You got Teslas or what batteries? You got lithium ion? And I hope that you see 2023 for what it is. 2023 is a year that we better be rebuilding. We better be rethinking our go-to-market strategy for conservatism, because it is our last chance before 2024. The election of 2024 will signal a lot. So anyway, we got a great show for you today. I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Turbo Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy New Year to my beautiful audience. Beautiful and growing. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I left off last year warning Democrats that 2023 will not be a good year for them. They're too idiotic to understand that 2022 is not a good year for them either. They think that they've covered up all their messes, but they really haven't. They've only delayed the inevitable. And so, when you think about the stories that are due to break, and look, this isn't some John Durham thing that we've been waiting on since, what, 2019? This is stuff that in the court of public opinion, they can no longer hide. Hunter Biden's story will come out, and it won't be good. And I know Joe Biden tried to deflect with this whole FBI or CIA thing. The CIA killed Kennedy. A lot of people already believe that. And I think he thought, well, look at me. I'm exposing the real truth here. I'm the truth seeker. I'm the person who is all about transparency. Meanwhile, what do we know about Hunter officially? If the media did their job, you all know what we'd all know. We know what we know about Hunter. We know that the guy is, he does very bad things, and he's never been corrected. He's been enabled his entire life, and this is why Hunter's in the position that he's in. So there isn't going to be any good news for Hunter Biden in 2023. I'm not telling you he won't get away with it, but in the court of public opinion, we're going to validate what we know about Hunter. Now the question is, what are we going to allow to happen? Again, welcome, folks. Glad you're with me. As we expose Hunter Biden, you know who else gets exposed? The Biden family. This stripper that Hunter had the baby with now wants her child to have the Biden name. She says she wants the child to benefit from the Biden name. This is a woman that months before probably didn't want anything to do with the Biden name. But the Biden name has become so synonymous with get that money that she's now willing to put her daughter's name on a with a crackhead father. But going back to what I was going to say is, we know who the big guy is, and I don't know what it's going to take. I believe in a loving, living God, and I think that he's going to expose these people for who they are in 2023. I think this is going to be one heck of a year for us in discovery. It doesn't mean it's going to be a great year, because who wants to know that the president of their country, who was put there in a coup, is what we believe him to be, what we know him to be. An idiot who's willing to sell us out for a few bucks. What else is going to happen this year? Let me ask you, do you think you're going to get more respect for the media or less respect as you learn more about what happened at Twitter and ultimately what happened at Google and what happened at Facebook? Do you think you're going to have more respect for these people or less? Can the media recover? The short answer for me is no. And what that means is they lack credibility, which means I'm not listening to them. I don't think the majority of us are listening to them. And it means in the long run that they can't influence us the way they did before. That's a great thing for 2023. Reflect back 5-10 years ago. What did you think about the media? What did you think about the FBI and the clandestine agencies? What did you think about your vote? What did you think about the people that supposedly care for you, your representatives? Did you have a little more faith in them a few years ago, a decade ago, 2 decades ago? Where are you now? Are you naive? Or have you sort of gotten an understanding of where things are? Speaking of losing faith, what about the three-letter agencies? Do you trust the FBI? This isn't a conservative, you know, leftist thing here. The majority of Americans don't trust the FBI. Hollywood doesn't trust the FBI. There's rarely a TV show or an actual show where the FBI is made to look good. It's only the grunt level. At the high level, the FBI is made to be crooked. It's made to do exactly what it does. It sets people up. It uses people, leverages good people. And the FBI is in big trouble. Thank you, Elon Musk. So while you're reflecting on three-letter agencies, how do you feel about the CDC? How do you feel about the FDA? How do you feel about the WHO? How do you feel about the WEF, the World Economic Forum? How do you feel about the UN? That's only two letters, but I think you get where I'm going. You feel like any of these agencies really have our best interest in mind? Just reflect on the ones that are U.S.-based. Do you think the CDC really cares about you? Do you believe that the government has your best interest in mind when it comes to your health? It's a good question. And most of us, I would be willing to tell you, said no. The government doesn't care about my health. Joe Biden just said, I'm going to change the BMI. For the record, I don't know whether those scales fit. I never felt like they fit me. I think most people that are, you know, under 5'10", you feel like that chart doesn't really represent you. But whatever you think, here's what I can tell you. Joe Biden, instead of challenging the nation to get more healthy, he decided, let's just change the BMI. It was like when Al Gore said, I'm going to take this many people off the poverty line. And what did he do? He lowered it. He says, instead of 21,000 per year being the poverty line, we're going to make it 20,000. That took millions of people off the poverty line. He didn't do anything significant, but that one change, and he gets to take credit. See, that's the type of credit that Joe Biden and team like. Because I'll ask you, if you think the government cares about your health, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your job, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your business, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your pursuit of happiness, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your vote, I give you COVID. If you think the government cares about your freedom, I give you COVID. They care about none of it. And the government is represented by leftist folks. It is not represented by people who don't really have an ideology. I could tell you guys a story about a board position that I'm up for. And they're like, well, Kevin, you need to make sure that the website doesn't reflect this, that, and the other. And I'm like, reflect what? Reflect truth? See, I don't just care about myself. If you put me on a board of your company, I care about your stockholders. I care about the stakeholders inside of the company. I care about the product that gets made, the public, who's going to get that product. The left care about themselves. So one of the big questions for me is, in 2023, how do we make leftists care more than just about themselves? How do we make them care about our needs? How do we make them see the error of their ways? We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It'll be another day or more before we learn more from law enforcement about Brian Koberger. He's the criminal justice grad student accused of killing four University of Idaho students. Koberger is expected to waive extradition at a hearing tomorrow in Pennsylvania and could be back in Idaho as soon as tomorrow night. The 118th Congress convenes tomorrow, and job one for members of the House, choosing a speaker.
We need to get a speaker, because before we can move on, even get any of the freshman members sworn in, you have to have a speaker. You've got to have rules that you're following.
Texas Republican Beth Van Dyne on Fox News. Several reports say California's Kevin McCarthy still doesn't have enough votes to win the speakership. Wet mess all over Northern California, especially San Francisco, thanks to the weekend storm that dumped historic amounts of rain on the region and snow in the mountains. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy New Year, folks. I want you to imagine the screaming by leftists if they found out that Trump's FBI colluded with social media giants to stamp out the voices of key leftists, any leftist. That they found out that the FBI was routinely having meetings with a Trump-controlled social media platform, various of them, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them, and was routinely meeting to say, here's who we need to stamp out, here's who we need to quiet, here's who we need to squelch. Would there be any end to this? What do you think they would be doing to a Trump presidency if that were the case? Do you think they might be trying to impeach him? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Just bringing reason to things that you voice inside of your head. Maybe you talk to others about this, but just bringing reason to this stuff. Folks, what I just said happened in both the Obama and Biden administrations. You know, in the left, they're eerily quiet. Knowing the truth of what their ideological ilk did hasn't impacted them one little bit. They haven't stopped to go, you know, those conservatives have a point. If you expect the truth to set them free, folks, you don't know leftists. Truth erodes their foundations. It eats away at their tiny little minds. I know. Kevin, you're not going to get any friends from leftists by saying these things. You're being very mean to Democrats. You know, look, I can live with that. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not being mean-spirited. If these were things that the Republicans did, I would be saying identically the same stuff. How could we ideologically support people that do this? Is what I would be saying to you about our own. Let's recap leftism, just so we're clear, because I don't want people being misconstrued. Oh, Kevin, you're just a mean-spirited guy. You're already kicking off 2023 being mean-spirited towards the left. I'm kicking off 2023 the way I kick off every year. I'm kicking it off with the truth. So let's look at the science, right? Men can be women, and women can be men, according to the left. Except, let's remember that leftists can't define a woman. Now, how's that for science? You want to give me choices.
Kevin, there's a man and a woman, and a woman can do this.
Stop. Until you can tell me what a woman, she's a lactating human being.
What are the other things that they call women? You want to know what a lactating human being is? It's a woman, because here's the dirty little secret. Men can't lactate. So we're dealing with lunacy, and we're trying to make sense of it. And look, if you want to be one of these people that go, well, Kevin, I kind of understand where they're going. I can feel, then fine. Be that person. I'm not that person. I'm going to look at things the way that they are, and I hope you will as well, and I'm going to call you out on it. And I'm not, there's no equivocation here. There's no, oh, you can change my mind. And it's not because I'm mean-spirited. It's because I'm smart. It's because I'm not dumb enough to fall for every little stupid idea that these people put before me. But according to them, men can have babies. That's settled science. Even though they can't define what a woman is. What I figured out about leftism is what I figured out about just success in general. And I try to break these things down for you in ways that maybe make it a little easier to understand. But I'll give you an example. If you read most books about successful people, you will learn this about them. And I happen to be a person that says this all the time on the show. And I don't mean it disrespectfully, even though some may take it that way. But the most important thing for leftism is to be liked. Some might even argue it's to be loved. It was Barack Obama's biggest problem. Barack Obama snowed half the people in this country, maybe a few more than half, including some of the people that consider themselves conservatives. He snowed them. And then he spent a lot of his time trying to convince those that he didn't snow that we should be snowed as well. We should be enthralled, fascinated by him, enchanted, if you will. I call him Baby Black Jesus just for shiggles, because he wants us to believe that he's some sort of a deity, that he could solve all our problems. Even as he was screwing things up, he was begging us to stop. Y'all, please, stop and just look at me for what I want you to see in me. Stop looking at my results. Don't look at anything that involves you personally. Look at me for what I need you to see. He wanted us to love him in spite of himself, no matter what. Blind loyalty, blind faith. And there are many people who do. But let me tell you, leaders don't care if you like them or love them. What they do care is that you respect them. You respect their leadership. And I'm going to tell you, very disappointed coming into 2023, having people go, Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. I don't care about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a big boy. He can protect himself. But you know what I do care about? I care about people that can't see when game is being run on you. And what I mean by that is, you take the success of the Trump presidency, and you know what we do? We throw it out the window, and leftists are invested in the failures of their people, and they support them 100%. If you want to know one of the biggest problems of the conservative movement, it is the level of sanctimony that these people have, that we have. The level of sanctimony. You would think, in talking to some conservatives, they'll tell me stuff and I'll go, I know you. I know your past. I know what you're currently doing. What you're doing makes Trump look like freaking, I mean, I would say the Pope if we had a good one, but it makes Trump look like an amazing guy. And yet there are people, well, I don't like Trump because of so-and-so. I was at a party the other day, and a lady who was flatly drunk on her butt had all kinds of issues brewing. I won't go into detail. But she's explaining to me how she doesn't like Trump. He's not a person of character. And I'm going, okay, so a guy who doesn't drink and has never done a drug, and you are two sheets to the wind, and admittedly, I'll admit I'm drunk, but I just want to say
I really like DeSantis, and I don't like Trump anymore. I used to.
Well, why do you? What made you change?
I just don't like him anymore.
It's an actual conversation I had. See, that's scary to me as a conservative. It's going into 2023, the worst, coming off the worst year politically in our lives in 2022. Going into 2023 with the best positioned, I mean, our war machine is ready to go on multiple fronts. The economy, inflation, loss of jobs, loss of wealth in your homes, in your businesses, wars and rumors of wars, and I could go on. We are so well positioned to get rid of these leftists. You know what we're doing? Destroying each other. And I'm recapping leftism and all their science and asking you, why are you embroiled in some sort of a nutty ideological battle between Trump v. Republicans or Trump v. DeSantis or whatever, when you've got people that can't even define what a woman is who want you to believe in science? Their science. And they want to be loved, man. They want to be loved. So go along to get along with the narrative, no matter how ridiculous. How weak is that? To want to be loved so badly you're willing to follow junk science, I use my finger quotes, and any other nonsense they put before you. All why? They want to pretend to care. Oh, make no mistake about it, folks. 2023, the left are going to convince you all over again how much they love and adore and care about you, and how much they love that Constitution, and they love law and order, and they love, you know, teaching your children, not indoctrinating, teaching. They love religion. They love the military. They love capitalism. They're going to love it all, as they prove to you time and time again that they love nothing except themselves. And they will pursue power, and they will pursue money in ways that, I would tell you, unseen. But you've seen it right before your very eyes. Robbed of your treasure during lockdown. Self-imposed. And you gladly gave it up when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We conservatives have much to look forward to in the new year because we are about true transparency. We wake up daily with nothing to hide politically, but not the destroyers of America, the Democrats. It's not hyperbole to call people what they are. So when I speak of the Democrats as destroyers of America, it isn't me being mean-spirited. I know a lot of people feel this way. Maybe it's because you don't have the guts to confront people and call them what they are. I've always been that way. Maybe it's a background in martial arts. Maybe it's just, I don't know, that two-headed crocodile in me that says, I don't really give a crap. If I got to take a butt whooping to tell you the truth about yourself, I'm willing to take it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats are destructive. Perhaps it hasn't always been that way, but excuse me for being a bit jaded when I think about the people who believed in slavery and used intimidation, if not outright death, to enforce that wicked doctrine. So if I don't fall for their parties and their, you know, the way they present themselves, oh, Kevin, it's such a party over here, we're amazing, you should come check us out. Excuse me if I don't believe you, because I dare to understand the past, and I dare to understand the road that has led to the very tyranny that Democrats used to practice with the KKK and other things. It's the same tyranny that they use today to intimidate black folks. They are just as mean. They are just as ready to lynch you, metaphorically if not otherwise. But certainly this, they are ready to enforce their way of thinking, and they will do it with a viciousness like you've never seen in your lives. I'm going to tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If you are a true conservative, you got to dig deep to find that level of viciousness. It isn't a surface thing. It isn't even one or two layers deep. You got deep. You have to dig into your soul to find that person. He exists, or it exists. That entity, it exists inside of you. I won't deny that. But you got to dig deep. For Democrats, it's at the surface, lurking, ready to pounce on you at any given time. What bothers me most about them, though, is how duplicitous they are. How they make themselves out to be so magnanimous and humanitarian and philanthropic, etc., when they are nothing like that. They have already planned their lavish parties for the year in advance. These are parties and events and things where they are going to honor themselves, and they are going to spend tens of millions of dollars, folks, knowing that people are starving in this country. Knowing that veterans are going homeless, that veterans are committing suicide, that veterans are waiting on waiting lists so they can have proper medical care. And these Democrats are going to, oh, let's give ourselves more awards for our acting and for our philanthropy and for our humanitarian efforts and all that. Meanwhile, let's make sure our minions continue to intimidate conservatives. Holy Mother of Lois Lerner, have we really stopped the intimidation of the IRS? Because I'm here to tell you, they're trying to intimidate me right now, as we speak, as you and I communicate. There is no rest for these people. And if you think 2023 is going to be any different, you better wake up. And here's what I'm telling you, folks. This can be the best year of our lives. 2016 and getting Trump elected certainly blew a hole in the engine. They threw a rod, for sure. But you see what they've done since. They got backed into a corner, and you know what they did? They became like an enraged jaguar, and they fought their way out. And while we should be winning across the board, the red wave occurred, by the way. It just didn't register. Because instead, they got people like, what's this crazy dude up in Pennsylvania? I've even forgotten his name. But he beats Dr. Oz, the dude who had a stroke. He will be no more good for that state. Look, I don't know very many people in Pennsylvania. It's not my hangout. But I know enough of them to know this, Fetterman. The majority of them don't see Fetterman as a person that represents them. Anyway, these people are throwing their Golden Globes, their Oscars, and the countless other celebrations. As I said, millions of dollars spent for lefties to honor themselves. These people will violate all the tenets of leftism as they profess it to be, from global climate farce to feed the poor, as they fly in
private jet after private jet, take limo after limo to an event where they will discuss the value of their wardrobes, each of which could pay the mortgage on the average family home for 5 years. But they love them. They love the poor. They love the widows and orphans, right? They love the church. They love capitalists. They love the people putting their money at risk. They love the people that are out there doing great works. They love us, right? They love the veterans. They love nothing but themselves. The only way, folks, we make good of this year is to understand the importance of this year, the so-called off-election year. I love these. It used to be, when I first got into this, I'd be like, oh, good, it's an off-election year, so we can rest, we can recoup and recover, and we can figure things out, and then, woo, when the election year comes, we'll be ready to go. And you know what I've learned? If that's your take, you are a year behind the left. Now, in our case, we're decades behind, but you're at least a year behind, if that's your take. This off year is anything but off. It is absolutely uber important. And look, I know at the end of the year people were, oh, give this, give this, give this, give this. And I hope you did. I hope you helped some of these organizations. But let me tell you something. You're not through giving. Because if you are, let me explain. The left is not through taking. So if you better get it in your mindset that the things that are going to drive what results we need to see going forward, you better be ready to give. I was at a pretty lavish event for New Year's, and very wealthy people there. They're showing pictures of their second houses, and one guy showed an outdoor kitchen that was just ridiculous. I'm not exaggerating to tell you that there are people who pay houses more, have paid less for a house than this guy paid to make an outdoor kitchen. And so as we're talking about, you know, the stuff, it always ends up in politics. Oh, Kevin, I recognize you from Vox, you know, or whatever. And I said to him, he and another guy said, hey, here's a dirty little secret of conservatism. Doesn't matter how right we are, doesn't matter what group you're associated with, etc. With few exceptions, TPUSA, what's Tom Fitton's group, Judicial Watch, maybe Project Veritas. Everybody else, most of the people out there are slugging it away to find donors, find people willing to support. And no offense to any of those groups, but, you know, Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch did a lot of FOIA requests and exposed Hillary Clinton, exposed so-and-so, exposed all these different things. What was the outcome? How many people got arrested after all that work? James O'Keefe, you guys know I love James's work in Project Veritas. Tough to measure because at least he keeps it in the, you know, it is staying in the public fair, so to speak. You know, it's people are seeing it all the time. But what's really happening? Until he exposed Twitter, for example, he exposed Facebook. Until Elon Musk bought Twitter, it was just an expose. It was confirmation of what we already know. So, TPUSA, been around 14 years now, going on 14 years. Supposed to make colleges and universities more conservative. I don't think that's happened. So, look, I'm not saying that you can't fight the good fight. All these organizations need to exist to do what they do. But at some point, we got to be accountable. We need results.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.